Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
Why does sloppy code emerge from teams packed with strong engineers? It's structural. Short tenures, frequent reorgs, and internal mobility mean most changes are made by beginners to a code base or language. A few old hands carry deep knowledge, but their review bandwidth is limited and informal. The median productive engineer is competent but racing deadlines in unfamiliar systems, so hacky fixes pass, get lightly reviewed and ossified. The surprising claim, big tech accepts this trade, leadership prioritizes organizational legibility and rapid redeployment over long-term code-based expertise, especially in an era where pivoting to AI matters more than pristine internals. The implications for developers is sobering, individuals can't fix the system, the realistic move is to become an old hand where possible and block the post changes while recognizing that in impure, deadline-driven engineering, some bad code is inevitable. What happens when 100% of your code is written by AI agents? Every outlines of four-step loop plan, work, SSS, compound that turns agent output into a learning system. The twist is not automation alone, it's compounding. Each bug, test failure, and design insight gets documented and reused by future agents, so every feature makes the next one easier to build. Is manual testing and verbose documentation becoming optional? In this workflow, a developer spends most time on planning and review, while agents write and self-check code using tools like linters, unit test, and parallel code review sub-agents. The compound step stores lessons inside prompts or plugins, spreading knowledge across the team. Even new hires get guardrails instantly. Every claim a single developer can now handle the workload of five, and they are shipping multiple production products this way. The takeaway for engineering leaders: optimize for planning quality, agent orchestration, and learning capture. Expect faster iteration, fewer repeated mistakes, and easier replatforming. As models improve, small projects need less upfront planning, but complex systems still benefit from strong architectural guidance and a feedback loop that never forgets. Why do many engineers keep blogging after the initial hype fades? Some started to build visibility or share a product, others simply wanted to teach, document hard-won lessons, or make sense of complex systems. A recurring theme is performance and impact. Structured writing creates a public artifact that outlives chat, helps others solve real problems, and quietly advocates for its author. Is blogging still worth it in the post-social era? The interviewees say yes, because it blends personal learning with practical reads. Blogs become living notebooks or techniques, design decisions, and deep dives that don't fit official docs. They can seed communities around tools, sharpen thinking through feedback, and serve as durable career signals. The takeaway for engineers and teams: treat blogging as part of engineering practice. Capture what you learn, go deep on specifics, update mistakes, and let well-written posts compound into reputation, collaboration, and better work. In this post, the editors frame blogging as both craft and leverage for developers and organizations. How should an AI coding agent think when mistakes compound and can break a project? I found GitHub Gist Notes lays out a clear testable protocol for defensive epistemology. In software work, make explicit predictions before every action, compare outcomes after, and stop to update the model whenever reality surprises you. The core rule is blunt: reality doesn't care about your mental model, all failures live in that gap. By writing, doing, expect, If yes, if no, before two calls, the result matches. Therefore, after, agents and humans expose reasoning, catch wrong assumptions early, and prevent cascading errors. The piece doubles down on disciplined loops. Say oops and log raw failures, maintain multiple hypotheses, checkpoint after small batches, separate facts from theories, and avoid silent fallbacks that hide hard failures. It also sets boundaries for autonomy, surface contradictions, push back with evidence, and pause before irreversible changes. The takeaway for developers and teams: treat agent workflows like science. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. The author offers a practical operating manual for coding agents that prioritizes verified reality over confident guesses, turning debugging into a transparent, repeatable process. Are 10x engineers still the goal when AI can spray code into any code base? I'm reading a post that argues the real leverage now comes from 0.1x engineers, the people who resist promoting fast and instead set patterns, prune, craft, and keep systems coherent. As coding assistants make it trivial to add code, they also make it trivial to add blot, spaghetti structure, and LLM leftovers. The interesting shift: productivity is not measured by lines of code, but by reuse, structure, and deletion. Teams will need engineers who can distinguish dead code from generated detritus, define reusable blocks and group files intelligently. The takeaway for engineering leaders and ICs: optimize for maintainers and curators. In this post, the author suggests the next elite skill is designing clean interfaces, enforcing patterns, and saying no to unnecessary code, because in an AI augmented world, discipline beats speed.
Bye bye from Madhusudan Subedhi Tech Weekly. See you next week.